Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's not past tense. It is not past tense. It is still present tense. It is still actively happening here. I know that's something in the English language that probably is that even taught in the English language anymore in some of these English classes. Past tense, present tense. You know, given the fact that that we have to lie about pronouns and ignore the whole pronoun rule thing. Well, they try to get to. We don't do it, but some folks are forced to do it. Maybe past tense, present tense, doesn't matter. But anyway, great tweet here. Via X.com by Donald Trump Jr. He shared a post by Steve Guest where you could watch over 6 minutes of Kamala Harris covering up Joe Biden's cognitive decline. Steve Guest writes, for years, she said Biden is very bold and vibrant and is tireless in terms of working. Kamala claimed Biden is going to be fine and said he is in good shape, in good health. Kamala lied. And Donald Trump Jr. says this, no one has lied more to the American people about Joe Biden's cognitive decline than Kamala Harris. But the tense there is lied. Has she lied? Yes, she has lied repeatedly. But I also think it's worth making the point. She continues the lie. She continues the cover-up, much like the Secret Service director may have now resigned, but yet the cover-up of the assassination attempt on President Donald J. Trump still continues, and they're still stonewalling members of Congress. They just got rid of her, and now she's been kicked to the side, but the cover-up still continues. But again, no one continues to lie more to the American people about Joe Biden's cognitive challenges than Kamala Harris. I mean, think about it. The president of the United States, with everything that is going on in the country and around the world, has been MIA for how many days now? When did he first go into hiding? Was it last Thursday? Is that when the cough, COVID test, likely lie was put out there? So it's been almost a week. So apparently he's finally going to address the nation tonight. Will he announce his resignation tonight? Should he announce his resignation tonight? Well, either way, Kamala Harris should be impeached. And there is a House Republican who is working on impeachment of Kamala Harris. Given everything that's happened with our wide open southern border, she is a part of every single one of these failures. She's a part of every single one of these lies. She has very clearly been lying to the American people about the abilities of Joe Biden. And look, it's not just past tense. They have already openly acknowledged that Joe Biden is not fit to be the presidential candidate. So they're also lying about his abilities to be the president of the United States. Yet it sounds like a dirty backroom deal was done where they went and forced Joe out. He didn't like it. He was angry about it. But looks like he got some sort of a deal where he and his family can still be taken care of. He can still sit in that office whether he is capable or not. And Kamala Harris continues to lie about it all.
Securing America.
The Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner told the House Homeland Security Committee that after a security walkthrough ahead of former President Trump's rally, his guys were told the Butler County Emergency Services Unit was in charge of securing the building from which 20-year-old Thomas Crooks would later try to assassinate the former president, the building that was considered outside the Secret Service perimeter. Commissioner Christopher Paris told North Carolina Congressman Dan Bishop he was aware of two Butler personnel who had eyes on the roof where the shooter would later climb up.
The ESU officers were no longer in that room where they could look out the window and oversee the roof as that video shows.
I believe they were actively searching along with additional municipal officers for Mr. Crooks.
The Secret Service director testified Monday that their agency was told anywhere from 2 to 5 times about a suspicious person before the rally. On Tuesday, the Secret Service director resigned. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some hazy sunshine across the area for today. Slight chance for a storm in the afternoon for Bozeman. Otherwise, looking at high temperatures around 100 in Bozeman to about 106 in Billings. For tonight, we're looking at clear skies and some areas of smoke. Temperatures head back down to the mid to upper 60s. More oppressive heat continues Thursday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, of course they did. Here's a headline from the Associated Press, the very liberal Associated Press. Montana Supreme Court allows signatures of inactive voters to count on ballot petitions. Of course they did. This is the far-left radical Montana Supreme Court. They've got partisan liberal Democrats on there who benefited from out-of-state liberal dark money to fund their campaigns. And look, they're radical abortion activists. That's who funded, that's who by and large makes up the funding for their campaigns. So, of course, they are ordering the Montana Secretary of State to violate the law. Of course they are ordering the Montana Secretary of State to violate the Montana Constitution. They don't care about the rule of law. The ends justify the means for these people. It's one more reason you've got to, you know, I would encourage you to support. I'm not going to tell you what you got to do, but I would encourage you to support the Sons of Montana for the Montana Supreme Court. Dan Wilson, a judge out of Flathead County, and Corey Swanson, the Broadwater County attorney and three-tour deployment veteran who is still serving our country in the National Guard. All right, that's one headline here. We got to get to this Biscuit Basin story, this explosion in Yellowstone National Park. I'm assuming you guys have all seen this video already. Man, my goodness, I saw that video yesterday. I saw it reported as a small explosion in Yellowstone National Park. And I think a lot of people are like, that was not a small explosion. That was a big eruption in Yellowstone National Park. Now, put it in perspective, though. I mean, you know, if you were working for the U.S. Geological Survey, you might call it a small eruption as well, because even though it was massive, I mean, it was like, it looked like a couple of car bombs went off, if you ask me. I mean, you had, you know, just thick black chunks of rock and water and mud spewing into the air. I'll tell you the precise definition that the U.S. Geological Survey is using to describe this. But the reason why they might refer to it as a small explosion or a small eruption is because, man, if you guys don't know about Yellowstone National Park, you do. Most of our listeners do, right? But if you're driving through Montana right now and you turned on the radio and you're like, what was this explosion in Yellowstone National Park? Oh, go to the Montana Talks website and you can see the explosion video and the aftermath as well, or x.com/Aaron Flint. I sent it out via Twitter as well here. But the reason you would call it a small explosion is because, could you imagine if the big one went up? If the big one happened? I mean, Yellowstone National Park, the caldera, is basically one massive volcano. If the big one went up, we wouldn't be talking to you right now. We would all be covered. Let's just say we wouldn't be here today. We would not be here this morning talking to you. A whole bunch of us would not be here today. But man, it's just just another reminder of how everything can change in an instant, isn't it? But here we go. The Associated Press story. Let's see. I've got a report on our Montana Talks website here. A surprise eruption in Yellowstone National Park shot steam water and dark-colored rock and dirt an estimated 100 feet into the sky and sent people running for safety. The hydrothermal explosion happened Tuesday morning in Biscuit Basin. Now, if you watch this video, you're going to be like, holy biscuits, what in the... A group of hot springs, a couple... So Biscuit Basin is a group of hot springs a couple miles north of the Old Faithful geyser. Video posted online shows a couple dozen people watching from a boardwalk as the eruption sprayed and then grew in front of them. They ran to get clear as water and debris began to fall. The eruption damaged the boardwalk, but no injuries have been reported. The basin is closed for visitor safety. And if you haven't seen the photos of the aftermath of this boardwalk in Yellowstone National Park, I mean, literally, not only did the explosion look like a couple of car bombs went off, but the boardwalk itself, the aftermath photos that were shared by the National Park Service, it looks like the aftermath of a car bomb as well. I mean, just the boardwalk chewed up. There's still some pieces of the wooden railing that are up, but mostly, you know, you've got logs, you know, the wooden railing kind of scattered in chunks and debris everywhere. So, pretty crazy stuff. Very, very cool, though. The U.S. Geological Survey, so one of the stories on our Montana Talks website right now, let me just pull it up. I'll go to our MontanaTalks.com website just like you can. One of the stories here is, Drew Kirby out of Wyoming actually put this one together. Yellowstone hydrothermal explosion. What really happened at Biscuit Basin? And then there's a U.S. Geological Survey Facebook post there that's embedded into that article. And what I thought was really cool is on their U.S. Geological, it's the Facebook page is USGS Volcanoes. You know, because a lot of people are asking questions. Well, hey, has this ever happened before? And man, what is it? Was it an explosion? Was it an eruption? Was that a volcano that went off in Yellowstone National Park? Anyway, questions that a lot of people have. What was really cool is the U.S. Geological Survey was responding to people and all of the various questions they had and sharing some really cool information in the process. So anyway, we'll come back to this story here right after the Farm and Ranch Report.
This is Fox on Justice. They're trained to hunt down some of the most dangerous fugitives in the country, but recently deputy U.S. Marshals throughout the country tracked down some of the most innocent people, children. Named Operation We Will Find You Too, it's a nationwide effort to locate some of the 300,000 kids reported missing each year. Deputy U.S. Marshals involved say the children they're looking for out on the streets are at risk for trafficking, exploitation, and drug abuse. So there's a real sense of urgency to find the kids before they disappear for good. In total, U.S. Marshals rescued more than 200 throughout target areas like Phoenix, Arizona, South Florida, Northern California, and Western Michigan. The youngest found was just 5 months old. U.S. Deputy Marshals say after they locate a child, the state places them in a stable and safe environment. And if they run away again, they'll track them down again, whatever it takes to show them that someone cares and their life matters. In Los Angeles, Jeff Paul, Fox News.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Northlund. Well, tremendous demand continues for calves as the summer video auction market continues. Yesterday concluded the Northern Livestock Video Auction Summertime Classic. Auctioneer Ty Thompson told us that the market for light calves continues to be impressive.
Yeah, you know, yesterday we sold all them lighter weight calves from both Montana, Wyoming, Utah, and Idaho, and they just met with tremendous demand all the way through. Didn't matter what the delivery dates were, and they were mostly calves weighing 550 and down, and a lot higher than last year, and we saw the heifers be quite a lot higher than they were last month. So that spread between the steers and the heifers narrowed. Today we had a big offering of yearlings from all over our trade area, and we had all the buyers in the country on and a real strong yearling market, especially on some of those program yearlings. They brought some extreme highs, and all the lighter weight yearlings brought a real big price.
Just under 116,000 head were sold between the 2 days.
You know, we had some of them little 400-pound calves bring up to 415 to 420, And then some of those calves weighing in the high fours to just 500 pounds that bring anywhere from 350 all the way up to 370. And then as you got into the 5.5 weight calves, 325 to 340, you set for those programmed 5.5 weight calves up into the mid 40s. The heifer calves took a good jump. We had a lot of those high four, low five weight heifers from 305 to 320, some of them replacement types up to 330, which is quite a bit better than last month. Yearlings all day today, light eight weight steers all the way up to 275, 280. Get into the nine weight steers, they were mostly 245 to 255 with the program steers up into the 270s. And the heifers, we had a tremendous amount of heifers, and those low eight weight heifers would get up into the 250s, and most of the upper eight and low nine weight heifers, 238 to 248, would catch the bulk of them. Big demand on big numbers.
Next week, Spear Livestock will hold its Video Royale July 29th through August 1st in Winnemucca, Nevada, with 188,000 head offered. And the consignment deadline for Northern Livestock Video Auctions early fall preview will be August 2nd, with that sale taking place August 19th and 20th.
Thanks, Senator Tester and Daines, for working across the aisle to secure funding for the St. Mary's Canal. The St. Mary's Canal provides water for the Milk River, which is the lifeline of the High Line. The Milk River not only provides irrigation water, but it also provides drinking water. Montana Farmers Union encourages the House to follow the Senate's lead to quickly pass this funding for the communities of the High Line.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Returning back this morning, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack has announced that USDA is making investments that will strengthen American food supply chains by increasing independent meat and poultry processing capacity and create more new and better markets for producers, along with lowering food costs. The funding, part of the American Rescue Plan, is investing nearly $110 million through the Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program in the Local Meat Capacity Grant Program. USDA says the goal is to help make rural communities more resilient and give farmers and ranchers more options in marketing their product. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Northlund.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, holy biscuits. This explosion at Biscuit Basin in Yellowstone National Park. This is from the U.S. Geological Survey, their USGS Volcanoes Facebook page here, with a recap of Tuesday morning's events. A little before 10 a.m., there was an explosion of steam, hot water, and rocks, a hydrothermal explosion near Black Diamond Pool, a 118-foot-long hot spring in Biscuit Basin in Yellowstone National Park. No one was injured, and the boardwalk was damaged. The Biscuit Basin area is closed temporarily as the Yellowstone National Park staff assess conditions. In Yellowstone, hydrothermal explosions are violent and dramatic events that can occur with little to no warning. They occur in shallow reservoirs of fluids that are at or near the boiling point. The fluids can flash to steam if the pressure suddenly drops, hurling boiling water, steam, mud, and rock fragments into the air. Let me pause there for just a moment. So think about that, you know, kids, families, men, women, children on that boardwalk. I saw one dad with a couple of kids running behind him, and then I think it was a lady that was at the tail end. And, I mean, she had like the Bruce Willis Die Hard backdrop where the explosion is going on right behind her, and you see this mass of steam like right on her heels. But anyway, and so when you think about that, that you've got boiling water, steam, mud, and rock fragments flying everywhere. That is what was right behind these folks. And then that, you know, I'm assuming what was a cloud of steam, it was just, you know, building and building and building as the black mass of mud and boiling water was hurling into the air. But anyway, this was the point that the U.S. Geological Survey volcanoes page made here. These are not volcanic eruptions, what took place yesterday. Because, of course, for those of you who know, Yellowstone is basically one gigantic volcano. In fact, this information coming from the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory. So they're saying these are not volcanic eruptions. In fact, the deeper magmatic system appears to be unaffected by these spectacular explosions within the hydrothermal system. No changes have been observed in Yellowstone volcano monitoring data as a result of the hydrothermal explosion, and Yellowstone remains at normal background levels of activity. So anyway, that's kind of the latest there. One of the big questions a lot of people have had is, has this ever happened before? Man, because that's crazy video. It was a crazy video. It's on our Montana Talks website if you haven't seen it yet. Anyway, I'll share that information here right after this. And yeah, maybe we'll get to some of the Q&A, or we can come back to the story later in the morning, because we got a lot to get to for you here on this Wednesday, Montana Talks.
I'm CJ Papa. President Biden speaks to the nation for the first time since dropping out of the race for another term.
Looks like this speech tonight is going to be less of a rallying cry to get behind Kamala Harris than a heart-to-heart with the country after the president's longest allies told him that his 54 years in public service needed to come to an end.
Fox's Jackie Hiron. It's set for 8 p.m. Eastern. The FBI leading the probe into the assassination attempt on former President Trump. FBI Director Chris Wray will answer questions this morning in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Texas Congressman Lance Good.
I want to know what information they have. I want to know what the plan is. I want to know what resignations are taking place. I want to know who's going to be held accountable, how this is not going to happen again. And I don't want any secrets.
The Republican on Fox. The International Olympic Committee picks Salt Lake City, Utah to host the 2034 Winter Games. America's listening to Fox News.
All right. Oh, real quick, before I forget, at the top of the 6 o'clock hour, I made the point, the Secret Service director resigns, but the cover-up continues. It was kind of just a throwaway statement that I included in my random opening monologue for the show this morning. But I want to give a hat tip, because I've got the headline in front of me here, Matt Walsh. That is the headline of an opinion piece by the great Matt Walsh at thedailywire.com. So that's what, sometimes I see stuff, I hear stuff, I can't remember where I saw it, where I heard it. You know, when you're trying to read so much information that's coming through, but always like to give credit where credit's due. So that's where that thought came from just a few minutes ago. All right, back to this. Holy biscuits, Biscuit Basin explosion in Yellowstone National Park yesterday. So, has this ever happened before? I think that was kind of the biggest question a lot of people might have, right? Small hydrothermal explosions happen almost annually in Yellowstone National Park, like a small crater in the Norris Geyser Basin that formed during a minor hydrothermal explosion on April 15th earlier this year. Another recent, I like how they call this recent, because if you're a geologist, 1989 is recent. Heck, 1889 is recent if you're a geologist, but not if you're a climate alarmist, though. If you're a climate alarmist, anyway, back to the geologists here at the U.S. Geological Survey, or the hydrologists. Another recent and notable hydrothermal explosion occurred in 1989 at Pork Chop Geyser. These guys like to eat down there. We got Biscuit Basin, you got Pork Chop Geyser. But yeah, this another recent and notable hydrothermal explosion occurred in 1989 at Pork Chop Geyser in Norris Geyser Basin. The remains of this explosion are still clearly visible today as jumbled chunks of rock 15 feet across Pork Chop's central spring. And these are all nicknames we could have for John Jackson here. He's going to join us later this morning. He got stuck in the Pete Buttigieg flight chaos this week, so he couldn't join us in studio yesterday. Heck, I don't even think he can join us in studio today because he's still relying on Pete Buttigieg's transportation system to get back to Montana. But, hey there, pork chop. Hey there, biscuit. Biscuit Basin, let's get your butt back into the studios here there. Just another pork chop there. Let's see. In the 1880s and early 1890s, a series of powerful hydrothermal explosions and geyser eruptions occurred at Excelsior Geyser in the Midway Geyser Basin. Some of the explosions hurled large rocks as far as 50 feet. The largest hydrothermal explosion crater documented in the world is along the north edge of Yellowstone Lake in an embayment known as Mary Bay. Anyway, great information shared by the U.S. Geological Survey, and there was some good Q&A that they did on their Facebook page as well. Maybe we'll save that for later in the morning because we got a lot of other stories we should probably get to as well.
Democracy 2024.
Vice President Kamala Harris telling a Milwaukee crowd her presidential campaign will focus on freedom and the future.
So all of this is to say, building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency.
Discussing affordable health care, child care, and paid family leave.
When our middle class is strong, America is strong.
Saying Republicans and former President Trump are focused on taking the country backward.
But we are not going back.
Harris also vowing to tackle gun violence, to roll out an assault weapons ban, and to restore reproductive freedoms, and calling it her great honor to have President Biden's endorsement in the race days after he stepped down from his re-election bid. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
FITFO, figure it the you know what out. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I got to meet some great guys at a cigar lounge in Bozeman a while back, and one of the guys came up with a really cool Montana business idea. You know those green ammo cans? He has created an ammo can humidor for cigars. Custom painted, custom designed, you name it. Cool Montana business, and goes by the acronym FITFO. MontanaTalks.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, holy biscuits. Biscuits and gravy. We got pork chop geyser. Ah, I had to have a protein bar during the break there. Usually I try to do my mid-morning snack, protein chips or protein bar. I try to save it for later on, a little closer to 8, you know, so it's a little more mid-morning for me. But I was like, man, all this talk about biscuits and pork chops, I gotta have a protein snack. Time now. Okay, let's see. We got some great messages that have come in on our Montana Talks app. Over the past 24 hours, this one just came in from Tim in Savage. Holy biscuits! That's an expression never said by J.D. Vance's grandma, but possibly Aaron's. Yeah, apparently Ohio Senator and VP candidate J.D. Vance, he wrote in his book Hillbilly Elegy, apparently his grandma had a few choice words that she would use over the years. And my grandma had a few choice words over the years as well, as Tim is alluding to there. She taught me how to cuss on the radio because, you know, her cuss words were, oh, for Pete's sake, oh, heaven's sakes, you know, things like that. So I don't remember her ever saying holy biscuits, but I don't know. I think J.D. Vance's grandma might have used that, you know, if she was in polite company, maybe. Speaking of J.D. Vance, I don't know if you guys saw the interview with Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance. They did this interview with Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters aired more of that interview last night. So, hey, since Tim brought up J.D. Vance, let's share this portion as J.D. Vance describes the dangerously liberal Kamala Harris.
If you thought Joe Biden was radical, just wait until you get to know Kamala Harris. She's
Oh, wait, hold on one sec. Actually, this is, I was thinking it was the J.D. Vance interview. This is actually J.D. Vance shared a powerful new commercial by Team Trump. He shared this via X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. Let me see. Oh, yeah, here we go. Here's the tweet. J.D. Vance said this: Kamala Harris wants to keep our southern border wide open while cutting the number of police officers protecting American citizens. It's a radical agenda, and we must reject it. Yeah, and he actually shared this this tweet from End Wokeness. Team Trump just released a new attack against Kamala Harris, the most compelling one yet, apparently.
If you thought Joe Biden was radical, just wait until you get to know Kamala Harris. She's dangerously liberal.
I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her.
You know, for far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
The confidence is border secure.
We have a secure border.
We're not going to treat people who are undocumented across the border as criminals. That's correct.
People who are convicted in prison, like the Boston Marathon bomber, on death row, they should be able to vote.
I think we should have that conversation.
Abolish ICE. Yeah. Is that a position that you agree with?
Listen, I think there's no question that we've got to critically re-examine ICE, and we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the darling of the party. She took minutes this weekend proudly calling herself a radical, and she's promoting policies like saying that every single carbon emission in the country, every car, should be eliminated within the next 11 years, everything from a 70 to 80% tax rate. Do you agree that she could possibly, in this ideology of the socialist left, could splinter your party?
No. You know, I think that's fantastic.
All right. There you go. Yeah. Powerful. I missed the cackle at the end. Oh, that's the best part. Okay. I got to rewind that one just for Tim and Savage. We got to try to make him spill his coffee cup in shock this morning. Ah! There we go. That was the best part. Okay, there we go. All right, Tim, hold on to your coffee cup because we got a lot more to talk about this morning. Let's see. Thanks to our producer, Travis Lee, for snagging this audio as well. Of course, we are your Fox News affiliate here, 970 KBUL, 1450 KMMS Bozeman, and 1370 KXTL Butte joining us here all morning long as well. Such an honor to be chatting with all of you, and especially our friends in Butte, in such a critical year to save our country and once and for all finally get rid of this flip-flop, flat-top liberal Senator John Tester, whose policies have just been destroying this country. But anyway, Montana Senator Steve Daines, he was on, I think, with Neil Cavuto yesterday talking about Kamala Harris. Let's roll a little portion of that.
Well, Kamala Harris, as you know, we're running for president. She's locked down this Democratic nomination very, very quickly. What do you think of the whole process?
Well, look, the Democrats were in incredible disarray, and they had a huge problem because voters said that Joe Biden's too old to be president. But then they said Kamala Harris is too liberal to be president. But they had to pick Kamala because they would have had a revolt amongst their very liberal, radical, progressive base had they passed over Kamala. Look, the New York Times, just in the last couple of days, they ranked the top 10 possible nominees to substitute for Joe Biden. Kamala Harris was ranked 10th last in terms of electability. She was rated the least electable of the top 10, which says
a lot.
But
are you worried that she might be more, I hear you, Senator, but that she might be more alert, able to form a complete sentence and go after Donald Trump as a pretty, in-your-face prosecutor and litigate the case of January 6th and all of this against Donald Trump and say, there's the convicted felon, and here's my contrast. I would pick a guy like that apart. What do you make of that matchup, if that's the approach she takes? Because she seemed to telegraph that today.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Remember, you know, Joe Biden was the kid that grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, the Irish Catholic kid. Kamala Harris is from San Francisco. She's a San Francisco liberal, a San Francisco radical. She wants to ban fracking. She's the border czar of Joe Biden here, who doesn't believe that it should be illegal to cross into our country with the 10 million coming across our southern border. She has got radical policies. So I think what this will do is I think Joe Biden's age was somewhat shadowing but overshadowing the horrible policies of this administration. Now with Kamala Harris, it's all exposed. It's no longer an age discussion. It's a policy debate. I think that's very good for President Trump and for Republicans down ballot.
All right, there you go. Montana Senator Steve Daines on with Neil Cavuto on Fox News yesterday. Let me see. Kamala Harris was on The View. I think you heard that in that dangerously liberal ad that the Trump team put out. She talked about how every car needs to be eliminated in 11 years. I hope Michigan is hearing that. I hope that the union auto workers elsewhere across America are hearing that. And then she also talked about eliminating private health insurance. This was her on CNN a while back. This was her talking about how, yes, she wants to do away with private health insurance.
Just to follow up on that, and correct me if I'm wrong, to reiterate, you support the Medicare for All bill, I think, initially co-sponsored by Senator Bernie Sanders. You're also a co-sponsor on it. I believe it will totally eliminate private insurance. So for people out there who like their insurance, they don't get to keep it.
Well, listen, the idea is that everyone gets access to medical care. And you don't have to go through the process of going through an insurance company, having them give you approval, going through the paperwork, all of the delay that may require. Who of us has not had that situation where you got to wait for approval and the doctor says, well, I don't know if your insurance company is going to cover this? Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
Okay, so let me just tackle this. Let's put, you know, the true and real concerns about socialism aside for just a moment here. Let's just go with this idea. You know, if we just do away with health insurance, you won't have to go to some, you know, company and ask for permission to get coverage and have a wait for all of these delays. And you want to, let me tell you, have you ever heard of the VA? Heck, I'll bet some of you senior citizens could tell me about some of your challenges with, Medicare and, you know, things like that. When the government is in charge of your health care, do you have to have a delay to find out if they're going to cover something and then find out that they're not going to cover it, or they try not to cover it even though they're supposed to cover it, or you got a massive heart problem and they tell you, yeah, we'll get you an appointment in 6 months. It's like, that's an appointment that should be in 6 minutes, not 6 months. Look, as somebody who's dealt with government-managed health care versus, hey, I've got insurance. I can just go to my doctor next week or right now if I need to, versus government health care where it's like, yeah, you know, we've already seen how this plays out, Kamala, and she just wants to take away and destroy. They've already been destroying the American healthcare system thanks to John Tester being the deciding vote for Obamacare. They want to put the final nail in the coffin of American healthcare.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
It became a car crash moment for Joe in this 90-minute debate, but it was basically typical Joe. It wasn't jacked up Joe. They could have jacked him up like they did for the State of the Union. They didn't. I was wondering which Joe would show up. So Biden was dazed and confused. He was mumbling, fumbling, stumbling, fumbling, freezing up. This is basically everyday Joe. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, even though we have 4 years of tape showing Joe Biden in that very same condition, it was a setup, as the Post points out, to convince Democrats that he couldn't run for president, according to the source for the Post.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called GoldCo the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, GoldCo is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't wait.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
U.S. economy has been doing quite well, especially when judged against the performance of our peers around the world. We should be concerned if that ahead-of-class performance is for the right reasons. According to the International Monetary Fund, the U.S.'s share of the world economy will come in this year at 26.3%, up by 2.3 percentage points from 6 years ago. On the other side, the economic shares of Europe and Japan are down by 1.4 points and 2.3 points. China continues to grow, although its economic data are always subject to question. Or is there bad news in that? We've had better growth here because we had more innovation, more productivity growth, and we produce and export natural gas. That's all sustainable and arguably good, but we've also had trillions of deficit-financed government spending. We continue to heavily stimulate the economy, already at full employment and with milder but still significant inflation. The sugar candy of heavy borrowing is not a recipe for long-term success. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The media have been clamoring for the resignation of Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle and wondering why President Biden didn't fire her a couple of weeks ago for the disastrous mishandling and lying about the agency's mounting failures at the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And this comes one day after a hearing in which both Democrats and Republicans demanded that she quit, and Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace filing an impeachment resolution. So why did she testify at all? I think she wanted to clear her name. She didn't answer many of the questions. She infuriated the panel members. Now she's gotten out ahead of this. The hearing didn't help, but the misconduct.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
A couple of great messages came in from Tim in Savage last night as well. He sent us this one a little after 6 p.m. I just heard a Democrat tell the truth. They said Joe Biden's record in office is unmatched. Absolutely true. No president has ever done this much damage. Now, of course, they didn't share that part, did they, Tim? But that first part, yeah, totally accurate. Let's see another one here from Tim in Savage. He says it's supposed to be 109 degrees in Mondakistan today. I'm sure Ken will call in to explain that it's because of cow farts and pickups with internal combustion engines. If only we all paid more taxes, the Democrats could solve everything. Yeah, but of course, he'll say nothing about China, though, of course, if he does call in and say exactly what Tim says he will say. Let's see. We had a listener in Boulder, Montana. Message us last night as well. What is up with the public safety power outage that Northwestern Energy is talking about on Thursday? Seems fishy with rates as high as they are. Yeah, what's the story there? I've got a story on our Montana Talks app, but I need to go back and look at that one again. And also I see a Helena IR story here as well. Northwestern monitoring Thursday's weather for possible rare power shutoff. tomorrow. What's the story there? Well, let's get to that in the 7 o'clock hour since we're short on time. And I want to get to a caller on the phone lines. We've got Linda in Billings. Linda, thanks for the call.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to let all the veterans, people on Social Security, know. I don't know if you've heard of this yet, but $18 billion shortfall, veterans and people on Social Security will not be getting a check in the month of October because there's a shortfall of $1 billion. So be prepared.
So is this
not a good thing?
Is this one of those things where they're saying, hey, this is going to happen, but then at the last minute, then they're like, okay, we figured out a way to avoid it from happening, type of story?
No, I don't think so. This is, sounded pretty serious. So I haven't called. Social Security's not open yet, but I'm going to give them a call and find out what's going on. But because it's a new year, everything is a month behind. So you'll get your September check, but since it's new, then October, there won't be a check.
For the new fiscal year, yeah, because that's when the fiscal year will start. Interesting. Where did you hear about this? Do you have a link you can share with us or anything? Or?
Yeah, it's on Veteran Biker. He read it last night. It was a headline news. I was totally shocked.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's a veteran, and he talks to veterans, and there's a lot of them out there. So he gives them this information so they're prepared. And he was talking about it. He showed the headlines on a news deal. I don't know. I didn't read the top of it.
Interesting.
But I thought I'd let the veterans and people on Social Security know that this might happen. I don't know. Like I said, I'm going to get a hold of Social Security, find out.
Well, let us know what you find out. What did you think about what Kamala Harris said about doing away with health insurance, private health insurance? She says, oh, yeah, and then you won't have to wait for somebody to approve your health care. It's like, actually, that's what happens with the VA and with other government health care. And it's actually, it takes longer than private health insurance in many instances.
Well, look at Canada. I mean, they come down here to see our doctors.
That's right.
Which, is that going to work? She's not going to get in office. None of this is going to happen. The Republicans are going to take it. I know this.
I think so, too. I'm with you, but I'm glad that people are taking this serious and not taking it for granted. I think Republicans were starting to take things a little bit for granted, a little too much, and so I think this shock to the system will be good for conservatives to stand up and know that, man, they cannot take November for granted from the top down all the way from here to Montana up to the national elections. Thanks.